Today, we introduce to you a new voice, Cameron Rath. And his name may sound familiar because he's the son of another of our regular contributors.
For NPR News, this is Derek Rath.
Young Cameron, as his dad likes to call him, he's only 18, he tracks bands here in Los Angeles that we are sure you haven't heard of yet. We'll be checking in with him periodically to find out what we should be downloading.
It seems like every time I turn on the radio, all I hear are overproduced pop stars and militant rappers barking commands. But outside the mainstream are the Elevators. I like these guys. You know right away that this is their passion.
No, we don't sleep. We don't count no sheep. You think we're going fishing? You tripping? Who you kidding? Elevators not slipping. No.
We complain about these gangsters, their guns they pay. But even conscious rap nowadays, cliche. Need a little something to break the monotonous. Yeah, you know we got this.
Stop. I saw the Elevators perform 4 years ago at Downbeat 720, an open mic in Santa Monica. At the time, everyone was blown away, and we were all stuck wondering, why aren't these guys famous? Their debut album, Rising, is focused on breaking down stereotypes. The Elevators cover all territories using a combination of live loops, beatboxing, singing, and rap, dipping into different musical genres, funk, rock, soul, and alternative. There is a very real energy here, something that cannot be manufactured. And if there's one thing that unites every track, it's heart and soul. And isn't that enough for everyone?
I hope that someday I will only ask for what I need.
That's Day to Day's newest and youngest contributor, Cameron Rath. We're listening to the Elevators' debut album. It's called Rising.
Much more than I've received. You see, it's easy.